innovative wireless solutions. In 15 minutes, they can show you your true wireless potential. So call today for your appointment at 636-938-9000. Would you like to access your email, calendar, and contacts from anywhere? How about knowing where everyone in your company is at the push of a button? Then call Marshall Wireless today at 636-938-9000 for your free consultation. Keep your mobile numbers and switch to Nextel by calling Marshall Wireless today. If you feel your company can use an advantage over the competition, then do what so many other companies in St. Louis have done. Call Marshall Wireless, your Nextel authorized representative, at 636-938-9000. Remember, there are a lot of deputies in town, but there's only one Marshall. That's Marshall Wireless, just like there's only one push to talk. That's Nextel.
Bob.
453 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing, Jetcopter 550. What do you see, Paul?
Low traffic there. We have slow going on eastbound Highway 40. West of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 stacks up north of Park to the Poplar. Eastbound 70 slowing Salisbury through Cole Street. Eastbound 270 slow going west of 370 through 170 where the left lane's blocked. South 270 slows at Olive. Slow again 40 through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 looks for slow going from right around the Blanchett Bridge all the way out through Midrand River 79 due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40, heavy approaching the Science Center where there's an accident on the shoulder. Heavy again through Clayton Skinker and Hanley Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by the St. Louis Boat Sports Show. It's back February 22nd to the 27th at American Center. Boating exhibits, seminars, and prizes. Visit stlouisboatshow.com for details. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Chopper.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Laclede Cab, and now, here's Bill Cleveland!
Friday, everybody.
Right.
All right, we begin in California where lawmakers are proposing taxing drivers for every mile that they drive. They say the cars could be monitored with GPS devices to keep track of every mile they drive inside California. The state would even know when and where you drove so they could charge people for more for people who drive in congested areas at rush hour to discourage traffic jams. Now, here's a better idea to pay off the deficit tax politicians for every stupid idea they come up with.
Political humor.
Usually Friday's funny.
Yeah. Oh, he just got a little icebreaker. I'm just getting going.
Oh, he's warm.
Calm down. Simmer down now. A bride in India did ask for volunteers from the audience to hear about this after her groom got cold feet and deserted her at the last minute. The one guy stood up, her parents approved, and the couple were then married. The bride said she got the idea from articles she read about Jennifer Lopez.
No!
And OfficeMax has ousted their CEO after less than 4 months on the job. This came apparently after the company's office headquarters started missing pens, paper clips, staples, rubber bands. Yeah, you're right. Friday usually is my...
Yeah, it's good.
On. And finally, this...
You know what you can do? You know what you can do with these? Take them and draw some little pictures and make comic strips.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Try that. Have you seen this dumb so-called artwork in New York City?
Yes.
Park? You've heard about this, I guess. For those who don't know, more than 1 million people have apparently visited the park since the exhibit called The Gates was unveiled on Saturday. The exhibit consists of 7,500 panels of saffron-colored fabric. Experts speculate it's the largest use of fabric since Star Jones was fitted for her wedding dress.
I knew it! Good closer.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And I tell you real quick, actually, I saw Star Jones on TV the other day. She's lost a ton of weight.
She has.
She's just irritating.
He is irritating, and if she weighed 90 pounds, she'd still be irritating.
She lost a ton.
From downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Thank you, Bill.
What was that? She lost a ton? She still weigh a ton?
Hey, I actually have a little time. I got a little time here. Let's bring Bob in here. Hello, Bob. Bob? Oh, Bob.
Yep.
Bob, you have to talk back. Let's go to Jeffrey. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi, I'm Ann and Pam.
Thank you. That's good.
Hey, that comic stuff, I agree with about half of it. This is pretty terrible stuff.
You think half the comics in the paper are funny?
No, I think half of them are terrible.
Well, that means you think half of them are funny.
Just barely above that.
Okay, I agree with you.
This Dilbert, though, you have to realize that Scott Adams used to work for the phone company.
Okay.
And everything about his comics is about the phone company.
And office related.
And office humor.
Yeah.
And that makes it pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something I don't get. AM radio in the office building I work in.
Well, a lot of people don't.
And I was listening. Get this. I work in a big office building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to it online, which it came in great.
Mm-hmm.
The company said that was costing them too much money, but I could bring in a radio.
It doesn't cost
anything.
It doesn't cost anything.
I can plug in a radio and use electricity, but I can't use the computer
online.
It's using up resources. And I'm like, well, the computer is already as slow as it can be now. What's one more little resource?
A bandwidth. Well, they don't want you to have enjoyment.
No, they don't want you in a good mood.
Quit that job.
Yeah.
Well, I would, but.
Yeah, you're supposed
My wife
to be,
won't let me.
You're supposed to be miserable at work. You can't listen.
Well, they
to
succeeded.
No. All right, Jeffrey, have a good weekend.
You too.
Take it easy.
Bye.
There he goes. Now, see, I got 30. Tony, if you want 40 seconds, you got it.
Okay, the only thing I wanted to mention is a couple of panels underneath the zits.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comic called Pearls Before Swine that has definitely got a different outlook on things.
Is it funny?
Yes, it is.
All right,
it's laugh out loud funny.
All right, we'll take a look at it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Tony. Do you see it? Take a look. Well, I'll do this.
Right.
You see if you can find Pearls Before Swine. Before we bring you Pearls Before Swine, which is laugh out loud funny, according to him. This is also going to be a weekend for a lot of people where they are putting together all their ideas and getting their ducks in a row for a remodeling job or a building job, and that's going to include tile. And you know where we're headed with this, Tile Source. And I hope that's where you're headed this weekend if you're going to look at tile. Tile, and more tile. Do not fall under that big misconception umbrella that the big box stores have more tile or have it for less money. It is not true. Tile Source, that's all they do is tile. Porcelain tile, ceramic tile. They got people who are very creative, and they're experts. They know tile. You don't know that much about tile. I'm talking to most everybody listening. You're like me. I don't know a thing about it. I go, hey, that's pretty, and that's not pretty. And then your wife will say, well, it may be pretty, but it doesn't go with our fill-in-the-blank. They will help you and her, and you'll come to some kind of terms, and you will both end up agreeing that these are the people who know how to make this project work. They know the size tile, the color, the grout, indoor, outdoor, porcelain, ceramic. It's Tile Source, two locations. South Hanley is one. The other is on Manchester and Baldwin, and that store is open Monday evenings till 8. It is your source for tile. It is Tile Source, and it's 5 o'clock at the Big 550. You can remember the website, and we'll talk again about Boulder Ridge after we do a special round of introductions.
Oh, boy.
Hey!
All right, our control board operator is Woody Geis. Woody, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
All right. Karen Vale is here.
I want to say hi to everybody, and happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. And there are a lot of people that will be believers now. They don't believe that this guy exists, but they
our
will.
Our Tuesday guests believe it.
He does exist. TB Jimenez is in charge of security. Steve has watched TB work for years and years and years. Good job, TB. You always do a good job. Brat Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Hey, everybody. Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, yeah.
Steve is sitting right next to me, and we'll chat with him here in a moment. Just say hi to everybody, Steve.
Hello.
All right. And how about Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra?
I'd like to see Craig pull this one off tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he will. Fred, the conductor.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Okay, before we get to our special guest here and all our other stuff, a quick word from the sponsor of this Playhouse and a joke that I actually think we have told it within the last year, but who cares? It's Friday, and Terry mentioned it and said that he didn't remember it, but he doesn't remember a lot of things. We could have told it last week, but we'll do it. It's just a joke called Old Joe. That's all I'll tell you. It is a Hall of Famer. I see there are 10, maybe 20 Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
This is a Hall of Famer. And it's all brought to you by T.R. Hughes. Their website is trhughes.com. Their newest development is Boulder Ridge. It is a spectacular new community. And if you can step up to the next level, to an upscale community where the homes start in about the 320s, then this is something you may want to take a look at. There's a reason that St. Charles County continues to be one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. And you're going to find out why. And I'd like to think that part of the reason is because you can go there and get the kind of value that T.R. Hughes offers in their homes. The sales office is open at Boulder Ridge. They have wooded and walkout home sites. They have lots, home sites up to an acre. Anderson Windows, three-car garages. Again, they start in the 320s. If you want to know more, I'd say drive out there, and you'll find directions and all you need to know at their website, trhughes.com. It's Interstate 70 out to Highway Z, and you go south about a half mile. It's called Boulder Ridge, and it's another great T.R. Hughes development. All right. About, I'd say, for the last, we've been here 7.5, almost 8 years.
We were just trying to figure this out outside.
For the last 5 or 6 years, there's a guy who has stood outside the glass and conducted the orchestra, and we just sort of made him honorary conductor. Please welcome him. We've never had him in. He has stood outside this glass all these years, never had him in. Today is his, how old are you today?
56.
It's his 56th birthday. Please welcome Steve, the conductor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We actually, after all these years, don't know a whole lot about you. You must work in the area here.
Oh, yes.
You work where?
I work at the Sheraton Hotel in the chalet.
What do you do there?
Everything. They have me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And basically, just I help keep the place clean.
Well, good for you. Now, you must be as big a fan of this show as we have anywhere.
That is so.
And you are the most loyal. I mean, folks, this guy stands outside this glass for a couple, 3 hours sometimes a day just to watch us work. And we just figure after all this time we'd bring you. Do you have any questions for us now that you're in here?
Where do you get the O from? And, you know, Frank O'Pinion, that doesn't mean you're a native-born Irishman, does it?
No.
It's O, period.
It's Olivia.
Oh,
Frank. Olivia, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we never talk about it. You're 56 today.
Right.
Now, are you married?
No.
No? Ever been married?
No.
No? Don't want to be married?
Well, if the United States Air Force, in its infinite wisdom, would have wanted me to have a wife, they would have issued me a wife.
You're an Air Force veteran, huh?
Yes.
Where did you serve? What part of the country did
Texas,
you go to?
Texas, mostly.
Down in Texas? Lackland Air Force Base,
right.
I bet. Yeah,
and then
there.
I got into the reserves, and I was stationed out of Lambert Field, mostly.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you wear every day, almost, you wear your Army fatigue jacket and an Army fatigue jacket.
Well, Air Force.
Yeah. Right?
Our Air Force jacket. So they look exactly the same.
Well, they are. They are when you get right down to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And why is that? Just real patriotic? Or?
It
works. He's very proud of the military.
Because they still fit and ours don't.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, do you know how much you weigh?
I figure about 120.
Oh, man.
That's so. That. So, well, listen, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And would you like to just kind of sit with us through the playhouse here?
I would be honored.
Till we do the joke? All right. Well, thank you for being such a huge fan of this show.
You're
I wouldn't stand outside the window 2-3 hours a day for anybody.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay.
Now.
Now that you lost the weight, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Steve, if you have any comments or questions, you'll jump right in. I mean, you have anything you want to throw in here?
Did you hear about Rat Boy?
No, what about him?
Rat Boy went to the yeshiva. It's a Jewish university.
Now, you're Jewish, right?
Yes, Steve.
So, yeah. Now, Rat Boy went to learn the laws of kosher so he could make kosher cheese.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Is that... That's it. Okay, Steve. Second thought. Just sit there and just listen, and we'll move along here. Steve, a conductor, 56 today. This it hurts me to have to read this, but I'm going to read it because I don't want people to ever think that we only show you the bright side and we only show you our good sides. This morning. Here's what it says. It says, "Dear Frank, it is with a heavy heart that I write this letter. A few months ago, I sent you a letter that my wife wrote in order to be considered to be a Tuesday guest. You read it on the air. And I have been berated by my in-laws, my father, my co-workers, my friends, about when am I going to be on the show. I have emailed that Dan guy a couple of times to find out my guest status. Unfortunately, I have discovered that all the ribbing you give Dan is absolutely true. I was willing to chalk it up to good fun, but Dan is too much. I am saddened to discover that he is truly incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
I do commend you for giving people like Dan a job. I'm sure it means a lot to him, but since I cannot get any answer from him, I'm appealing to you. I just want to know where I stand. The last email I received from Dan was dated December, and he mentioned getting me on after the first of the year. Maybe he meant 2006. If so, disregard the email. I just don't want to make my wife's effort in vain. Thank you, Frank. David Sulovitz.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I'll leave it here.
This is still the beginning of the year.
It's probably February.
Well, it's all up to you. I've done my part, and I'll leave it up to you to continue to ignore David or get a hold of David or whatever.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is a huge... We talked the other day about people who leave all this cash in paper bags and walk...
Right.
Cranberry, New Jersey, the state police there, found in an idling tractor trailer, unattended. This truck sat idling for 2 days, unattended, on the shoulder of a road. The police finally went over to investigate it, and in the truck, in cash, $5 million.
What? No, well, that's not drug money, no.
I really don't know for sure.
They have arrested this guy for money laundering. Jumping to conclusions.
Exactly.
And
there's nobody in the truck. It's just a truck sitting there idling
on the side of the road. They found cash in 6 cardboard boxes in the sleeping berth behind the cab. Each box weighed about 100 pounds, mixed denomination bills. It said it was, to be more exact, about $5.3 million in cash, making it the largest money seizure in the history of the state of New Jersey.
Okay, scruples time.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving along, and you feel tired, and you're driving along out. You're just a citizen driving along in the highway. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's a truck on the side of the road, but you think you're going to get tired, and you pull over, like, right in front of the truck, and you park, and you and your wife get out and stretch. She's going to drive, and you say, well, I wonder what this guy, I'll go up and say hi to the driver, and you go in there. There's no other cars in that area.
Let me finish this for you. I'm in Tahiti by now.
In my mind, I'm in Tahiti.
Okay,
I'm living in a mansion in Tahiti.
No,
if you're absolutely positive
there's
nobody that's going to see you drive away from that.
Or, even more important, that there's no way that the cocaine godfather can ever find out you got his money.
Yeah.
Because if he does, he'll find you.
Oh, yeah.
Your life is over.
What about the cop that pulls up that finds it? The cop that pulls up that finds it, and there's $5 million.
No, there's 5.3. And then he says, yep,
there was
5.1 million.
There's only $2 million in there.
Okay, yeah, better.
Most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
I can't believe it. $2 million.
Yeah. I was thinking about taking it.
Yeah, but I just couldn't. So here's the whole $2
million. See ya.
That has to be tough for cops. Because it's scuzz bucket devil money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make a whole lot of right.
And let me just add this. How do we know it wasn't $6 million? It says 5.3. How do we know he didn't do that?
No, nobody's come forward and said, no, there was more than that.
Yeah, and that's the good news. You know they're not going to step up and go, hey, that cop's lying. That's $6 million in there.
I hear $6 million. Who'll make it $7 million?
Stop. We have a lady in Shelbyville, Indiana, who took a lottery ticket out of a restaurant trash can. And it was a $100,000 winner.
That'd be just great.
Two people had purchased the $5 ticket at the Chaparral Cafe, and they asked the clerk to check and see if it was the $40 winner they were hoping for. They knew there was a $40 prize, and she said no, so they threw it away. And this woman went over, picks it up, and does another check to find out it wasn't the $40 winner. It was a $100,000 winner. And after taxes were withheld, she got a check for $71,600. How do you think the people feel that threw it away?
Really?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
No. Really?
He said really.
Okay.
Really?
That's what I thought he said. This is a good one. This is a guy who, because he's so upset with that documentary that was done called Super Size Me, where they beat up McDonald's saying that it was not good for you, make you. But this guy deliberately went on a McDonald's diet. The reason this is interesting to me is, and he may be listening now, and you guys all know Brad, you know who I'm talking about.
Sure. Oh,
yeah. Years ago when I used to work with Brad at another station, he would go, and I never forgot this, he would go on a McDonald's diet.
I think he still does that.
And he would eat nothing but McDonald's, and this guy lost weight. Now, this is what,
Brad, I know, too.
He always lost weight. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it was amazing. This guy, Les Sayer, has been on the McDonald's diet now for 17 days. He has not cheated. He's not had an apple, an orange, a cantaloupe, grapes, just McDonald's. And he eats, it says a steady diet of Big Macs, bacon and egg McMuffins, and chicken McNuggets. In 17 days, he has lost 13 pounds.
Yeah.
And he says the whole secret, he said a lot of this stuff is just nonsense about what you eat. He says exercise. He does an hour in the gym, cardiovascular exercise, and weight training. And he says if you do it, it doesn't make a difference what you eat.
Yeah.
So it's not the food, it's your lifestyle. We got a guy in Huntsville, Texas, and he has been executed. He's 41 years old, or he was. This is a guy who killed... he's a nasty guy. He says he killed his mom, killed three other people in her mobile home. The victims were shot, stomped, choked, and beaten to death.
Sounds like a nice guy.
According to his girlfriend, he asked his mom for money, and when she only gave him $20, he killed her. Now, his last words were, "I love you all. All right, Warden, I'm ready." Hmm. His last meal was a beefsteak with A1 sauce.
Oh, that's not bad.
6 pieces of fried chicken.
That's gone.
Barbecued ribs.
That's
2 hamburgers. A pound of fried bacon. A dozen scrambled eggs.
Must be full now.
French fries, onion rings, salad with ranch dressing, peach cobbler, iced tea, milk, and coffee. We have the only recording. This is an exclusive of this guy's stomach. We had one of the prison death row physicians put a stethoscope up. Here's the sound of his stomach.
Too bad, really.
Too bad.
That would be what I would do, though. I would pick a bunch of foods, just have a little taste of each one, a couple bites of his
couple
many
bites.
Foods.
You
can't eat
your final taste of everything. And I wonder where they draw the line.
Yeah, I didn't think you could pull that. I didn't think you could get away with doing that. They found a guy over in China. This is pretty amazing. He can blow up balloons and blow out candles with his ear.
Oh. Hey, remember Tim the ear squeaker that we had on? He would call and he would make that noise.
I think Mike Evans squeaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
This guy works in a factory. He said over 30 years ago he discovered that his ears leaked air. And then he put a balloon up to see if he could blow up a balloon. He puts a tube in his ear and puts a balloon on the tube, and he blows the balloon up by holding his nose and blowing air out of his ear.
Oh, man.
Wow. At a recent party, he blew out 20 candles in line straight with one ear exhale. He had a little hose coming out of his ear, and he blew the candles out with his ear.
Cool.
He's just got some weird, convoluted canal, freaky ear canal nasal thing where he holds his nose and works its way out.
I bet he has great hearing because obviously nothing's blocked up inside his head.
And how about this trick? Take a cigarette inhaler, hold your nose, and blow it straight out your ear.
Wow.
Now you got something.
Then your uncle, you always had that uncle that would take the smoke out of his, put it in his hand and make it come out of his ear or something. Guy would really do.
What's he talking
about?
I don't know.
And sometimes you smoke and it come out your nose.
Yeah.
Out your nose.
That's an absolute fact, Steve.
I've never seen that.
That's weird.
Oh, yes.
Really? Okay. That's Steve.
Possible.
That's Steve, everybody. He's 56 today. Would you like to do the polka hay?
I'd love to do the polka hay.
All right, let's do it.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Hey.
This is Steve the conductor.
Steve, would you invite the ladies to come in?
Ladies, come on in.
Ooh, that's nice.
Hall of Famer. I know we beat it to death. We tell it at least once a year, but it deserves to be told. It's Friday. What the heck? Guy takes a job way up in the wilderness part of the most remote part of Alaska. and it's one of those pipeline-type jobs where they tell you when you take it, you're going to be in the middle of nowhere, you're going to be here for 9 months before you get to go home, but the money's great. So he gets up there, and he's there for about a month, and he hears from some of the other guys that there's a little town not far away. They got a little bar. You can kind of go in there and have a drink. So he goes in there, and he's sitting at the bar, and he asks the bartender, he says, hey, he says, I've been here for a month, and I was just wondering, where do you meet women? And the bartender laughs at him. He says, I'm sorry to laugh, but it's obvious that you really don't know what you've gotten into. There are no women within hundreds of miles of this place. You're not going to find a woman. He says, man, I'm here for at least 9 months. Well, what's a guy to do? He says, well, we got old Joe in the back. And the guy says, no, I don't go for that. I don't go for that stuff. I want you to know that right now. I don't. So he leaves. He goes back to job site. He comes back to the bar after he's there 2 months. He goes up to the bartender. He says, whew, 2 months out here in the middle of nowhere. Where are the chicks? Where do you find some women around? He says, I told you when you were in here before. There are no women. There are no women for hundreds of miles. We got old Joe in the back. And he says, no. And I told you, I don't go for that stuff. He pays and he leaves. He's there 6 months. Goes in the bar, talking to the bartender. He says, now you're not going to tell me after all this time there's still no women who've moved into the area. No women at all. He says, I'm telling you, absolutely there are no women. He says, and I told you, pal, if you want, you can do what a lot of guys do. We got old Joe in the back. And he says, and I told you, and I'm not going to tell you again, and don't you even suggest it. I don't go for that stuff. He's there 8 months. He goes in the bar. He walks up to the bartender. The bartender says, don't even ask. I know what you're going to ask. There are no women around here. Now, I'm telling you, man, we still got old Joe here in the back. And the guy says, well, and I told you before, I don't go for that stuff. But if I were to get with old Joe, who'd know about it? And he says, well, you'd know about it, and old Joe would know about it, and the other two guys would know about it. He says, what other two guys? He says, well, the two that hold old Joe down, because he don't go for that stuff either.
.534 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Karen. Westbound on 70. We have flow going from right around 94, approaching 94, through Zumbel 79, an earlier accident there has been cleared. Westbound 40 is heavy, approaching Clayton Kingston through Hamley, a little sluggish at Mason Road. On southbound 270, looks like it's sitting out at Page. The brake lights at Olive is heavy a little bit south of 40 to Gordy Ferry. Eastbound 270, slowing at McDonald Boulevard through 170, and downtown eastbound 40 sitting out as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 70, look for some heavy going between Salisbury and the Cole Street overpass. Eastbound Highway 44, not too bad right now as you approach 270. This traffic report is brought to you by JCPenney. What's inside? JCPenney's biggest star sale, Friday and Saturday only. You're the star with 20 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15% off when you use your JCPenney card. It's all inside JCPenney. Call Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
It's Mustang Mayhem this weekend at Sunset Ford with the largest selection of 2005 Mustang GTs in the Midwest, plus 30 other Mustangs in stock, only at Sunset Ford.
Nope.
Hey.
If you... Sims, we'd like you to know that our President's Day bash is going on right now and continues through Monday, February 21st.
We're celebrating with markdowns so deep, we call it Bash. This is Marcy Sims. Bash happens only twice a year, and when it does, we want to move merchandise. Lots of it.
Sims has the largest selection of designer and brand name ladies and men's clothing than any off-price store in America. And during Bash, everything is marked down. Yes, everything. No special groups. Everything is marked down, including new spring arrivals. It's a bash.
We have bash prices throughout the store. Remember, President's Day bash is going on right now and ends Monday, February 21st. At Sims, an educated consumer is our best customer.
Sims is located on Manchester Road, east of Brentwood Boulevard.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Got a great email this morning. I'll just read it. It says, Frank, my absolute favorite time of your show is about 5:40 every day to about 5:45 or 5:50, and signed Mike Evans.
That's understandable.
Thought I just shared with everybody. He is brought to you by Professional Employment Group. Their website is professionalemploymentgroup.com. They put people and companies together, short-term or long-term. What do you say you give it up for Mike Evans?
Hi,
Dan.
Hi, Glenn. We'll start off with a pop quiz. Name the name.
You know what I just realized? Somebody here forgot to play It's Aloha Friday.
Somebody who runs
the control board forgot that it was Friday.
Well, he
and
we've
only
this.
Done it
I
for...
think there ought to be a standing fine for that.
Holy cow.
Steve the conductor.
I'm sorry, Mike. Well, on behalf of all of us, I apologize.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
My favorite part right here. Here it comes. I think, Woody, you owe Mr. Evans an apology.
I do apologize because I love you on Friday.
Yeah, we all do. All right, now we're official. What's going on?
Name the name of the female star that many call a deadbeat. She makes millions of dollars, but she just doesn't pay her bills. 300 lawsuits against her, 100 judgments against her, 8 tax liens currently against her.
Holy!
I think you know who she is. We'll name the name in just a minute.
Wow!
Developing the Robert Blake trial, turns out that two of the three witnesses said that Robert Blake asked that they would kill his wife. Two of the three guys have bad habits themselves: smoking meth, smoking crack, snorting coke, taking LSD. One of them says he might have been high on acid when the day that Robert Blake asked him to kill his wife.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember. I would think that could cause your judgment somewhat. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll bet you Blake gets off. I'll bet you he gets out of it.
We'll see. We'll see. A lot of good witnesses now for the defense. There are late night meetings at the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. Everybody heard about it. It was no big. It's like, if it was a secret, quite meet. They're talking about maybe they're going to change Chris Rock, take him off the Oscars. Well, this whole thing is just a sham, just to get publicity to try to get younger people to watch the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a mistake.
That's exactly what's going on here.
But they seriously are thinking about removing
him? No. This whole scam about Chris Rock and what he's going to say and he's bad-mouthing the Oscars has all been a stunt to get younger people to watch the Oscars.
Yeah, and I think it's working.
I think so, too. TV news. Super Bowl, American Idol, on Fox, dominated the February sweeps. Biggest month ever for the Fox Network. And they got the Daytona 500 this weekend that's going to help them, too. Mm-hmm. NBA All-Star Game Sunday night in Denver, Colorado. Question, think that Kobe Bryant will call room service while he's in Colorado?
I would. He's already proven he can do that and get away with it, so why not?
It'd be interesting. Is it just me, or does LeAnn Rimes sort of a strange halftime entertainment at a NBA All-Star game?
That's very strange.
Yeah.
It's like Ludacris playing the rodeo or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Anyway.
Nope.
Oh, I love this nugget. Don Knotts is in Las Vegas this weekend to debut and promote his new Deputy Barney Fife clothing line.
It's about time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that's nice stuff.
What kind of clothes?
I have no idea.
Are they sheriff's clothes?
I have no idea. All I know is he's there to promote and unveil this Deputy Barney Five Clothing. I don't guess Steele. Pull out the old salt and peppers. What you gonna do? Pull
strong
out
in
the
your voice.
Yeah.
You know what, my question is, what took him? I mean,
40 years.
This is something I would have done, 30 years ago. Yeah. I've seen him lately. I don't want to look like him. I mean, really. Except for, being smaller.
I hear. And finally, on to BQ.
Oh, man. Come on.
Who is the woman? The woman that has become a bit of a deadbeat.
Man, this is a tough
one.
Elizabeth Taylor?
No.
I'm going to say it's an older... just let us know.
Can you give us one hint?
Categorize it.
Can you tell me what kind of woman... All right, it's somebody over 40, right?
No, she's not over 40.
Cameron Diaz.
No, she's not that color.
Is it Paris Hilton?
No,
she's not that color
either.
Whoopi Goldberg?
No.
Star Jones?
Beyonce.
No.
All right, we give.
Oh, come on.
Stella Got a Groove back?
It's not going to be Queen Latifah.
Halle Berry?
It is Queen Latifah.
Really? Oh, she's hot right now. How could she not pay her bills?
We're going to play Aloha Friday. It is Aloha Friday.
Yeah.
No work until Monday. Day, we're going to play Aloha Friday.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Oda Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
What happened to Licky Hakahuli Halahugi?
Is Mike Evans a big drinker?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, lady. We got a few minutes. We'd like to call us here 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. There is a great story in the news. It's been in the news for a couple of days, and we didn't get a chance to get around to it. There's a company that makes, and a lot of companies do these gel sole inserts for your shoes. I'm gelling like a felon. Dr. Scholl's.
I have some in right now.
Dr. Scholl's has their own versions of these things. There is a company called Goosebump Products, and they had their own line of inserts for shoes, and there were gel sole inserts. But apparently their supplier, when they made them, there was something about the way they did it that literally, and in a moment we're going to play you somebody actually walking in these things, it literally transformed these shoe insert gels into feet whoopee cushions. Every time people would step down, there was an offensive noise. They've had to throw out 35,000 pairs of these things. They said it's cost the company $250,000. They blame 8 drums of glycerin delivered by Bell Chemical Corporation. And instead of delivering food-grade glycerin, the ideal cushion for shoes, they delivered a thicker, lower-grade variety and watered it down, according to the lawsuit. And the bubbles in it formed inside the insoles, and when people stepped on them, well, we sent a reporter out and just recorded some people walking in these insoles. Here's what it sounds like.
I didn't notice.
Wow. That's not good.
No, I'd take him back, too.
Yeah, you think?
But that's, you know what?
I would buy them because of that.
A woman who had a good sense of humor, that would be a great pair of shoes to buy.
They're not shoes. They're insoles. And they're not for women.
Oh, insoles.
They're insoles for anybody.
Oh, I thought they were women's.
Oh, no. They're for anybody. And I think they'll sell more if they say triple the order.
Yeah.
We'll take them like that. Whoopee soles. Whoopee inserts.
Yep.
Oh, here, you know what? These phones are lit up, so I can save what I have. We'll get to that later. Let's take a couple of calls. Let's start with Dino. Hello, Dino.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First of all, I am AM into PM.
A lot of people are.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Well, hi, Dino.
That'll hold you for the weekend.
Oh, hey, Frank, I just want to let you know that's not my real name, and the reason for it is because of about what I'm going to say.
All right.
One of the biggest scams that you could ever hear is, like, on Valentine's Day, they have that advertisement about naming a star after you.
I agree with you.
And that is the biggest scam in the world. And the reason for it is because my next door neighbor, he bought one. He got one for his wife.
Yeah.
And she wasn't too happy about it. But he comes to find out his sister got one from her boyfriend, and they looked at them together, and they're the same star.
Well, that's not good.
They're all in the same
You know they have 100, and they just multiply.
Right.
And
sure
they send duplicates out to
and
people.
I told my wife, I said, if you ever do something like that at me, you better move out because I'm throwing it right back at you. But anyway, you guys have a good weekend,
anyway.
And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Dino.
Yeah, like, who's going to take that to court? You know, who's got the money to
there
take that to court?
You're
just out of money.
Nobody owns rights to the stars.
Yeah, right. We got to be careful because I know we have listeners who've bought the stars. But then again, it's just a personal opinion. I've never, ever, from the first time I heard it, had any reaction except, what a stupid, ridiculous scam. To think that you actually own a star.
Yep.
Good night, people.
Idiots.
I mean, really. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark. Mark?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Two things. First of all, I'm AM and PM.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Hello, Karen.
Well, hello, Mark.
I have a question and a comment. The first question is, are you going to put a tower or something up so I can hear your show in Columbia, Missouri? I drive back and forth and I lose you right past Kingdom City.
No.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty.
Okay.
Second is, I took your referral to Genovese Jewelers and bought my new fiance a diamond ring there and got engaged on New Year's Eve. And I just wanted to say thanks. They were great.
Hey, man, that's going to be a rock-solid marriage. It's going to last 50 years. And thank you for
taking my call.
Thank you for going there. Have a good weekend, Mark.
You too. Bye-bye.
Rock solid. That's good.
Rock solid.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that Genovese, that guy, the love doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's responsible for more good, solid love. Look at me. Look at my situation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Our marriage was just about to crumble.
Love oozing out of your pocket.
She's
three-quarters
of the way across the country. Just about to crumble, and I went in there and saved it with a ring from that place. 8 before 6, we have Jim Holder, who's on the way, and we also have coming to Argosy Casino Alton, Lori Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
If you have never been a country music person, then you won't know who this is and you won't be interested, but if you ever were into country music at all, you will want to go because she's, one, a babe, and two, she does some terrific music. And every day, I forget to bring my... I've got a couple of Lori Morgan CDs. I mean to bring one in and play a little bit, but we'll do that as we get closer. It's March 18th and 19th. And tickets are on sale now. You can call 1-800-711-GAME for more information or to get your tickets. Again, Lori Morgan, March 18th and 19th. It is the winter warm-up also now through March 13th. You can get up to $10,000 in cold hard cash. You can enter once a day, every day through March 13th. And all you have to do is be 21, and that's it. There's no purchase necessary. All of this and a whole lot more, including great food at the Outfitters Grill and the Captain's Table Buffet, Argosy Casino Alton. I'm just starting to get used to the new name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost there. Argosy Casino Alton, 1-800-711-GAME or online at argosycasinos.com.
Well,
Bob and Steve are...
Hughes Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
5:55 at the Big 5:50. Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 5:50, and have a good weekend, Paul.
You too, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And traffic thinning out downtown. Eastbound 40 looks pretty good from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 is on the go from Cave Springs to the Blanchett Bridge. No problems on eastbound, northbound 55. That looks pretty good approaching the bridge right now. Eastbound Highway 40 is also moving well through Hanley Road. Westbound on 40, heavy traffic from McCausland through Hanley Road. Westbound 70 on the Blanchett Bridge, a stalled car in the left lane. This report brought to you by JCPenney. What's inside JCPenney's biggest star sale Friday and Saturday only? You're the star with 20 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15% off when you use your JCPenney card. It's all inside JCPenney. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. We soon are going to have a great story to tell you because somebody we know just went to Easy Way for the auricular reflex therapy, and we'll keep you posted on that. And what I like about these people is that when I went there to visit them, one, I told them flat out, I said, this is a pretty unimpressive place. Now, a lot of people, if you said that, they'd go, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. If you feel that way, then why don't you leave, and we don't want to be on your show. But I just said, it's just real plain. It's not very impressive. I said, so I hope the results are. And the other thing I like about them is that they will tell you up front. They don't try to say, oh, this works for everybody. No, it doesn't work for everybody, but there's pretty good news here. I think 80% is pretty impressive. And quite frankly, if I smoked and somebody said I had a 50% shot for $125 in 20 minutes, I'd take that. I'd take that 50% chance. Well, you've got about an 80% chance of it working for you and you never smoking again. I'm talking about people that they run about 40, 50 people a day through there. 20 minutes apiece, $125. They have, two or three technicians who do this. It doesn't hurt. And I just think that for that kind of money, 100 and a quarter and 20 minutes of your time, if you've got that good a chance, who wouldn't want to do that? And if you don't have $120, $25, I'd borrow it because you'll be able to pay it back in about a month or two in the money you save for cigarettes you don't buy. It's called Easy Way, auricular reflex therapy. We've told you everything you need to know. It's not a fancy place. There's a 1 in 5 shot that you might smoke again. It costs 100 and a quarter, and it'll take 20 minutes, and it won't hurt. And it all, I know it sounds too good to be true, but I continue to get people who email me and say, this is unbelievable. This is the great... You know, we had these people on the air smoking four packs a day and never touched another cigarette. Within 45 days, if you think you're not going to make it and you're fighting it and you get the craving, you go back within 45 days, your booster session is free, no charge. It's included. Easy Way. The easy way to quit smoking, even the number is easy, 314-843-EASY. Hello, Jim Holder.
Frank, how you doing? I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Cadillac Sports Update, Frank. Well, believe it or not, there might be some talks late tonight or even tomorrow morning. Ted Saskin, the union second-in-command, flying to New York tonight as we speak with a couple of the players. Seeking to talk with the NHL owners, presumably Gary Bettman.
Jim, you know what, Jim, you know what? We have a new Yogi Berra saying, because now the saying is, it ain't over even when it's over.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
Well, that's the word, you know. All we can do is report what we know. Meanwhile, in Jupiter, by the way, this is the 8th year for the Cardinals down in Jupiter. And Tony La Russa starting his 10th year, 29 pitchers, 6 catchers, checking in. They'll have physicals and then the first practice tomorrow. Jimmy Edmonds, one of the regular position players in camp early. They'll report on Tuesday, first full squad workout on Wednesday. Basketball, Missouri and Nebraska tomorrow. Unbeaten number 1, Illinois plays at Iowa. And on Sunday afternoon, St. Louis University will play at number 12, Louisville. LeBron James says, no, I'm not going to take part in a slam dunk contest. NBA weekend in Denver this weekend. He's expected to play, however, on Sunday.
And there's always a however in life.
Yeah.
Teddy Bruschi, the linebacker, had the mild stroke, walked out of the hospital today. There was a noticeable slight limp, but young, strong man, and we just wish him the best. His wife just delivered a third son to him, and, you know, all we can do is just hope the best, and he make the right decision, but right now it's just a matter about him improving. John Hadley with the Mid-America Chevrolet's Big Sports Show today. Between 6:30 and 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Jim.
Have a great one.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. It is 6 o'clock at the Big 550 KPRS.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. Celebrex, Vioxx, and Bextra. These drugs can cause heart attack and stroke, but for some, they may be worth the risk. That is the decision of an FDA advisory panel, and it means that Vioxx will almost certainly come back on the market, and the others, too, will stay. Panel's chairman, Dr. Alistair Wood, was concerned because they've asked for recalls of drugs less likely to kill.
This is a much bigger safety problem than we've seen with the 16 drugs that the FDA has withdrawn.
The FDA is expected to accept the recommendation, which would put a black box warning on the drugs about the risks, though, of course, as with all prescription drugs, consumers won't see that warning until they pay for the pills. It has been a nasty day in Iraq. Attacks killing 36 people as Shiites celebrate a 7th century martyr. 5 U.S. soldiers have died over the last 2 days in Iraq, and ABC's Vic Ratner tells us from Washington that the families of the fallen are being targeted by con men.
It's one of the nastiest internet frauds, preying on families of American soldiers killed in Iraq.
The Homeland Security Department is warning people to beware of emails from those claiming to be friends of those dead soldiers asking for their assistance. The government warns other emails claiming to come from customs agents in Iraq are also bogus, an attempt to get money from unsuspecting Americans.
What'd the cowardly lions say? Interesting weather we're having. Well, in the Southwest, it's just too much rain. Maria Gonzalez in Santa Clarita, California, lives in a mobile home park that's been cut off by the flooding again.
There's nothing we could do. We have to hold on, and we have our houses here, and just we have to wait, see what happens.
But in the Pacific Northwest and Florida, Rose Davis of the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise says it's just the opposite. In fact, Florida's been dry as toast.
The concern, it's been drier, and they do have a lot of downed woody material from the hurricane.
In other words, an almost literal tinderbox. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow up 31 today, the S&P up 1, the NASDAQ, though, down 3. You're listening to ABC News.
They're incredible. They're edible. Eggs, 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 eggs. Natural and so pure, just parts of their allure.
Yes. Eggs, 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 eggs.
Their protein can't be beaten.
To help build muscles, start eating.
Eggs, 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 eggs.
For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your wallet won't get thinner.
No.
Eggs, eggs, eggs.
Go out and pick up plenty.
The chickens say they're ready.
Ready!
Eggs, eggs,
the incredible
edible egg.
Eggs, eggs.
A message from America's egg farmers.
Hurry to Lowe's, now through President's Day, for great values on appliances. Get free delivery after mail-in rebate on all appliances of $397 or more. Lowe's has America's largest selection of appliances in stock. And now, ask for special financing until January 2006 on any major appliance purchase of $299 or more on your Lowe's card, now through February 27th. Lowe's, improving home improvement. See store for details. Delivery offer ends 2/21.
Good evening, everyone. It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A longtime firefighter with the Metro West Fire Protection District is charged tonight with promoting child pornography in the first degree, a Class B felony. 51-year-old Robert Trogg has been placed on immediate suspension.
There were three occasions where child pornography was sent through the email to this alleged 13-year-old girl, which was actually the New York City officer. And those were sexual intercourse and oral sex involving adult males and very young girls.
St. Louis County Police Captain Tom Jackson says investigators served a search warrant at Trogg's Wildwood home and took computers. Metro West Fire Chief Vincent Loyle says he has worked with Trogg for 24 years. Loyle says no one associated with the district had any reason to believe that Trogg was involved in this kind of activity. Three Missouri men have pleaded guilty. Another has been indicted on child pornography charges. 51-year-old John Marburger of Leslie admits ordering videotapes involving children under the age of 12. 52-year-old Bill Smith of Farmington and 52-year-old Mauricio Wilson of Moberly admit downloading child porn off the internet. And 36-year-old Greg Branson of St. Louis, who has a prior sodomy conviction, is under indictment for allegedly downloading child porn. Musicians will not be voting on the St. Louis Symphony Management's latest contract offer anytime soon. Today, they passed a resolution which says they'll only vote on a proposal that is recommended by their negotiating committee.
We can't recommend it, and they said bring us back something we can recommend. As soon as we get something we can recommend, we will, in fact, have a ratification vote.
Musicians' chief negotiator Jan Gippo says the main issue continues to be salaries. Symphony president Randy Adams has issued a statement. It says the two sides actually reached a tentative agreement last night that would have enabled them to resume the concerts next weekend. Adams says after reaching the tentative agreement, musicians tried to make changes about the final year's pay and work rules. A former Boeing executive is heading to federal prison for 4 months for aiding and abetting illegal employment negotiations. Former chief financial officer Michael Fears is a St. Louis native. He admits negotiating a $250,000 a year job with an Air Force officer who held sway over a potential multi-billion dollar contract that Boeing was seeking. Four finalists for St. Louis School District Superintendent will be introduced next week. Public Forum, Carlane VPA next Thursday. Each candidate will deliver a 15-minute presentation and take questions from the audience. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. Here is the Doppler 5 forecast.
Don't don't be surprised if you do see a little bit of rain, snow, sleet mix tomorrow morning, even here in the St. Louis area, especially off to our north. Winter storm system is going to pull through this weekend, and it'll make it very interesting in the Midwest. As for overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 20s, winds will be light. Saturday morning, rain, sleet, snow mix, and changing to rain. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, highs around 43 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and even a thunderstorm, highs in the low to mid-60s. Monday, mostly cloudy, upper 40s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, mid-40s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Chance for wintry mix by Wednesday night. Look for highs around 43. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
Clear skies, 40 degrees at Lambert Field, and that is the news at 6:06. Now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thank you, Brian. And traffic on westbound 40 thinning out. Just a little sluggish at Big Bend through Hanley now, westbound 70. Looks heavy approaching the Blanchette Bridge where there was an earlier stall. Heavy through Mid Rivers at 79 as well. South 270, look for slow traffic. Approaching Ladue Road, slow pockets through 40 and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, thinning out from McDonald Boulevard through 170. Downtown, it's all thinned out at the Poplar Street Bridge. Support brought to you by the Home Depot, offering Train heating system installation, and the work is backed by Home Depot. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT for info. License numbers available at your local Home Depot or homedepot.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending, Jeff Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. We're growing to serve you. New locations in Winghaven, De Pere, and Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
You've been hearing about what a great value Brentmore retirement communities have been for years, but right now Brentmore could be an extremely good value. That's because Brentmore retirement communities are celebrating their 10th anniversary by giving away $10,000 in free rent at each of their three locations. And you'll get all that Brentmore has to offer. One monthly price covers everything. Your apartment or villa home with full kitchen, meals prepared by world-class chefs, transportation to shopping and doctor appointments, and a 24-hour emergency alert system. Plus, at Brentmore, you'll even get weekly housekeeping. With the classes, concerts, trips, and a happy hour almost every night, there's always something fun to do at Brentmore. Now, compare Brentmore to any other senior living facility, and you'll find no one else offers all of these advantages for a price so reasonable. And right now, come in and take a tour and register to win $10,000 in free rent. Call 636-928-3877 to schedule a tour. But hurry, because it all ends March 1st. 636-928-3877, the Brentmore Retirement Communities. Make sure you take the tour before March 1st.
Blue Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com. The Olhausen Billiards Factory Sale at A.E. Schmidt Billiard Company this Friday through Monday. Get factory direct discounts on Olhausen pool tables, poker tables, and more. Hurry, it's Friday through Monday only at A.E. Schmidt Billiard Company.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Cooking all this crystal meth. The story in the news today. What a loser. This guy's 28 years old. He breaks into a mobile home, and he broke in just to use the kitchen to cook some meth. Are they that addicted that they just had the nearest house, I got to get in and cook up some meth?
That or they owe somebody a shipment.
Need to make some money.
The owner walks in on him. The guy runs, but then while the owner goes to get a cellular signal, this loser goes back in, grabs his meth stuff, mm-hmm. takes it, goes down the road and breaks in another house to get in the kitchen and start cooking again.
I think it is like extremely addictive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it must be.
Oh, it is.
And I don't know if you have the picture there in front of you.
Yeah.
He sort of looks like a guy.
Well, we have a running thing here off the air where we open the paper, look at the picture, and we just go guilty. You know, sometimes you can look at a picture and you're guilty.
Yeah.
Now, this is a little disconcerting. This is what causes people to be so skeptical. There are two stories in the news, and you hate to see these. One, this guy that's been indicted for embezzling from support dogs for the handicapped.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah.
$400,000.
Yeah. That's great.
From support dogs. That's a terrific idea. That's support dogs out. It costs, at least I knew the number 5 years ago, I know that it cost $8,000 per dog to train those dogs to get them to the point where they could be somebody's support dog. And it makes you, you know, it makes you sit around going, who do you give money to where you feel good and you know it's going to the right place? And then we have this nurse at St. Luke's who, according to this story, was taking patients' IDs and using their identity to get credit so she could have her car repaired. She bought glasses. She bought a bunch of stuff for herself because she stole the identity of patients who are in the hospital.
God. Wow.
I mean,
scum.
The world has really gotten to the point where it's every man for himself. Greed and me, and screw the consequences. However it is that I can get whatever I want, no matter who I cheat or screw to get it.
Greed and desperation.
Yeah, I think more greed than desperation. Desperation is, I'm so hungry I have to steal meat. Greed is just, what can I get and how can I get it? And I don't care what the consequences are. Now, one other quick little observation. I know about this whole PBS thing where the station's now running scared and they don't want to run this documentary called A Company of Soldiers that Frontline did. It was shot over in Iraq. And it's the real deal, raw, this is what's going on among the troops. And because there's language in it, now they're going to edit it because they're afraid of the FCC. Here's where I'm confused, and I think a lot of people like me in this business are confused. This morning, early in the morning, I got in the car, and the name Howard Stern has come up here a couple times in the last few days. I have not turned Howard Stern on the radio for 4 or 5 years. But I'm in the car, it's early, I'm flipping around, I'm listening to morning radio, and I thought, let's find out what's going on. Within 15 minutes, I heard him say, GD. Mm. Now, I got to tell you, I thought that was against any, I didn't think you could do that, because I thought GD and SH and C-sucker and F and MF, those are words that I just thought, you just don't say GD. He did a couple of times. So we're very confused in this business. We really don't have a clue as to what's okay. And where there was no memo sent to any of us in the business from the FCC at some point saying, oh, by the way, you can say GD now.
Mm-hmm. Was it ever against federal regulations, or was it like a...
There are no federal regulations because they've never spelled out exactly what you can and can't do.
You never got a book when you were hired here that said, make sure whatever you do, you don't say this.
No, and you never did either. No. Even when we first got into this business, you never knew.
Even George Carlin's 7 words you can never say on the radio or TV. One of them was the TIT word. I hear it all the time. I see it on TV. On prime time. So I'm not saying that it should be right or wrong. I'm just saying it's confusing.
And you know what's interesting also? That you never see, or it's smeared out, you never see anybody giving the finger, flipping the bird.
Oh, they
apparently blur that. They consider that dirtier. You know,
but you can say GD on the radio.
Yeah, go fig.
But in a bona fide newscast or documentary now, people get very scared. Is what you're saying. Because Frontline is exactly that.
Well, they don't want to run.
It's not an entertainment piece.
Yeah, how sad is that the public Channel 9 station has to worry about being fined by the FCC?
That will be very difficult if they start laying down, okay, these are the words you can say and these are the words you can't say, because they might say, okay, you can't say GD anymore on public broadcasts. However, somebody might come up with the word... gosh, goodibble. And everybody will know that means the same thing. And then down the road, they'll have to say, okay, you can't say gosh, goodibble. You know what I mean? Well, they'll keep having to change.
The problem with this is over the years on PBS, there have been some court cases where PBS aired the actual courtroom trial. If you edit out and you take away some of the character of the criminal, because you really get a feel for... how evil, how profane somebody is in the trial, if you edit that out, you never really get a sense for just how despicable this person is. No. And over the years, they've aired those, and now, they can't do it anymore. Now, one other quick thing, I want to just, radio and television is always, you know, selling other people's things, and I don't think we do a very good job of selling ourselves as a way to promote your business. I want to say this to you people out there who advertise. I mentioned Johnny Londoff earlier and how much the radio business owes John and his dad for how loyal they've been to radio and how much they believe in radio, and they don't do television. Yesterday morning on one of the St. Louis stations, they had the local weather. And after the weather, the little slide came up, and it said, "The weather has been brought to you by," and it was a car dealer, a local car dealer. Now, as soon as they said, "The weather has been brought to you by so-and-so car dealership," immediately it went to a car dealer commercial for another dealer. Because what happens is when you buy that sponsorship, you don't get a commercial, you just get the brought to you by. It's kind of like when we say Bill Cleveland brought to you by the Cleed Cab and the phone number. There's no real commercial, it's just a mention. If I were the dealership that paid for the weather sponsorship, and right after it says brought to you by, my competitor's commercial came on, I would be furious. That to me is you should get your money back. Now, the other thing I want to say to you people who advertise is when you pay for things like, and I saw this yesterday too, it said, and it was another one of those, "The weather is brought to you by," and here's exact. I'll make up a name, but it's not far from the real name. "The weather has been brought to you by Zillio's." Now, when I saw the name, I had no idea what it was. I didn't know if it was a restaurant or a workout facility, nothing. I think unless you've got a company and a name that everybody, if you say brought to you by McDonald's, okay. Mm-hmm. But when you've got a name, and I looked at that and I thought, I don't have any idea what that is, what it is. So I invite you, and we don't do this very often, if you are wasting advertising money and you just don't feel like it, you're getting your money's worth, you are more than welcome to come on here with us, and we'll sell it for you. We'll make it work. And you can contact me if you want, just frank@frankopinion.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
May I just add just one little thing to that, an addendum. Yeah. Addendum, is that the right word?
Right. Yeah.
If you're a huge fan of Will and Grace, and there's a commercial on there about something, I bet if you're a huge fan and you're listening now of Will and Grace, and you watch it all the time, and they have commercials on there, I bet nobody can tell you what Will and Grace supports like people can tell you what coffee you sell on this show and what barbecue you sell on this show. I mean, it makes so much difference. You know what I mean?
They don't have any direct connection to the product. They're not.
No, I mean, but if you watch Will and Grace, you know, it doesn't make any difference. When you listen to this show, you know that Thomas Coffey and
Like Seinfeld. Seinfeld was into Snapple, and there was something else.
No, they incorporated it in the show. Yeah. Real quickly, before we get Reggie in here, and we're going to do that in just a second, this article, ladies, you need to listen to this. It says that women who don't fight in marriage, man, this is not good news for us. If you avoid fighting in marriage, you are more likely to die younger.
Oh.
This is encouraging women to fight us. My wife is going to live forever.
Oh, man.
Wow. It says women who avoid conflict with their spouses have an increased risk of dying from any cause, any of the major kill, heart disease, stroke, cancer. It says, but married men were less likely to die than their single counterparts because of arguing. And the women who don't argue along with the men like to argue, you're cutting your life short. You are shortening your life. It's basically saying to women, get in there and fight with your husband.
I guess that includes ex-wives, too. So.
Well, then you know what? Your ex-wife's going to live to be 300 years old.
I know.
from what I've heard.
He's going to outlive Moses.
Holy cow. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. That's what I say. Friday. I love Friday because now, and we had told him we wanted him to, what was it we said we wanted to listen to?
Movies that make men cry.
Movies that make men cry. So let's see if he followed through with that. Reggie McDaniel is brought to you by Metro Lighting. Metro Lighting, been around over 30 years. They got 6 great stores, and they have experts in lighting. Keep you from making a lighting mistake. Lighting is such an important part of making your home look great inside and outside. Metro Lighting. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Did you follow up with the movies that make men cry?
Yes.
All right. We knew you wouldn't last.
Oh, man. I'm going to start crying now.
Yeah. I hope I can get through this okay.
And the first one was based on a Fred Gibson movie. It was directed by Robert Stevenson. It's the story starring Seth Parker and Dorothy McGuire. Old Yeller.
I forgot Seth Parker was in that.
Right, he was the father.
You're off to a great start.
The boy wasn't Kurt Russell, was it?
No, Tommy Kirk.
Tommy Kirk, that's right.
Tommy Kirk. But Chuck Connors was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy McGuire was in it. It was one of those just heartfelt movies that men cannot watch it to this day without coming to tears.
You say Dorothy McGuire? You mean Dorothy Malone?
No, Dorothy McGuire.
One of the McGuire sisters?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she sang, and when the sister act broke up, she acted.
And then, was this movie remade?
No.
No?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't think anybody had the... Because, I mean, it
was an idiot.
Me, and I don't think anybody had the nerve to remake it.
Wait a minute, Reggie. Shut up, Joe.
I hope they don't.
I thought Disney remade it.
Originally, it was a Disney picture, wasn't it, Reggie?
Yes, it was a Disney picture.
Karen's an idiot.
Okay. Well,
there was the one with Helen Keller's blind dog, and it was called Old Yellow Leg.
You know, Dan, I don't think a lot of people find blindness, deafness,
death,
mute.
Dan,
I don't think
I
they find that funny.
I was just thinking it had been updated. But okay, maybe not.
Next.
All right. Another one. Brian's Song.
That's a good one.
Good one.
The original one, the 1971.
Did they remake that?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
They remade that. The remake was a good story.
James Caan.
Well,
but without
story.
James Caan and
Billy Dee Williams, right?
Billy Dee Williams, it just wasn't the same.
One day I think I said that I'd like to have been able to see Brian Piccolo and Doug Flutie play together.
Piccolo and Flutie.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah, that's something.
Or at least go into business if you get a law firm.
That's
Piccolo
right.
and Flutie.
Hey, and that song... That theme song, wow, that was a big one from Brian's Song.
Mm-hmm.
That became a big hit. It's real sad. Reggie?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
You falling asleep?
The next one I have is Sounder.
Yeah, I told you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Cicely Tyson, Paul Winfield, and Kevin Hooks.
It's as good as Old Yeller.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
and for those who don't remember it, they were an itinerant sharecroppers in Louisiana. In the 30s, and the father went to jail for trying to steal some food.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mother and the boy, they really started doing bad, and the boy went to go visit his father, and a teacher took him in, him and his dog.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It is. It's a good movie, but it's one of those that make men cry.
Next.
The Notebook.
Oh, I agree.
You know.
This
is a new movie.
This is new, and Amy wants to see it.
This came out last year.
You teared up?
This movie.
It's pretty powerful.
Really?
Yeah.
The first third of the movie, all of the women in the theater was crying.
Now,
what's
Reggie,
it about?
I will say this, Reggie. It really is. It's going to get you more if you're a baby boomer, if you're a 40 or over. It's not as sad to kids as like a dog movie would be. Would you agree?
It's not as sad as a dog movie, but... The kids was crying by the end of the movie when I went at the theater. I went to see it.
So what's it about?
That's an old couple, James Garner. Who's the woman?
Gina Rollins.
Yeah, they're growing old, and it's an Alzheimer's. It's great. Yeah, you're right, man.
That one will make you cry. I'm telling you, take at least one full box of Kleenex.
Yeah, it's a good one. Next.
Top Gun.
What?
Top
cry?
No.
I know you're thinking about the beginning and the soulless and the funny part.
Right, the one where Goose dies?
No, what you've done is you've taken a movie where there's a scene or two, but it's not overall a movie that would make men cry.
Where Goose dies?
Near the end.
No.
Near the end?
Reggie jumped a shark here.
Yeah, you jumped a shark. That's right. You were on the right track, and now you've gone off on us. You've taken the fork in the road.
Hmm.
All right, since y'all... disagree.
Get back on track. What's next?
Since y'all disagree with that one,
yeah.
How about Simon Birch?
Okay, you're kind of getting back on
track.
Is that that little, the midget?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
okay.
No, he wasn't a midget. No. He was normal size, but he had the hump in his
head. Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh. Now you're getting back on track.
Oh, that's, yeah, that.
This one fits.
That one was so, the boy just, I mean, even the people at church told him God didn't love him.
Mm-hmm.
That the priest told him God didn't love
that's
him.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But the boy, he just had that determination to be a winner. And the ending, mm-hmm. I ain't even going to tell you.
No.
All right. No, we're out, almost out. We're out of time. We're out of time. Next.
Two more. Forrest Gump.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Forrest
no.
Gump.
No, you
and
got
I
the
tell
shot
you why, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Because this is someone fighting insurmountable odds all of his life.
Okay, but
he was always the one that was held down.
Okay.
He was always the one who was pushed back.
Reggie, handsome enough.
Reggie. Get the lady he loved, but he loved her so much,
Reggie.
He would let her go.
Reggie.
That was a movie to make you cry.
Reggie, here's the problem. It's also funny. It's like a half comedy, half sad movie. It's got too much funny stuff.
You got no heart.
This movie will make you cry.
Next.
To anybody who has heart.
Last.
And that was the last one. I said two more, but I meant Forrest Gump.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
You're on track except for two of them. You got off track on two, man.
So anybody who got heart, those are the movies that make me cry.
All right,
bye,
Dan.
Reggie.
All right. Hey, Ken, I miss you. I'm going to see you soon. Frank got heart. He keeps it in a jaw.
What?
Why,
Dan? All right,
Dan. Y'all.
We're out of time. Goodbye.
In a jar.
All right, Dan.
What
are you keeping
in
a
the
jar?
20s tonight, fireplace weather. Fired mine up last night. It's very lonely. My wife's out of town. I sat there by myself with the fireplace. Yeah, I know. I almost didn't light it because it was very, very difficult. But it does help you get through the cold and the winter, and we love having it, and it's the smartest thing we ever did was to call Arnold Stove and the Fireplace Center and say, hey, we got a fireplace that we don't ever use. If we could convert it to gas, I know we'd have a fire, and we do through the winter almost every single night. And they came out and told us exactly what we needed to do, did the part they could do, said, here's who you call, and run the gas line, put a propane tank in the woods, and boom, we have beautiful fires. You can turn your room addition, your new home, the existing fireplace that you don't use into one you do use. You do anything you want if it's pertaining to stoves, fireplaces, wood burning or gas, and these are the people that make it happen. And the big surprise is when you walk in the door, because it's nothing like you'd expect from the outside. It is an incredible, incredible showroom and a terrific family, the Moss family. You tell them your AM and the PM, and we sent you down there. They'll take real good care of you. Go in there and look at the Cyclone. You've never seen anything like the Cyclone. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center, 141 and 55, Interstate 55, Big Bill Road, Arnold. Stove.com on the web, Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. All right. Thank goodness it's Friday. Get out and have some fun this weekend, and we'll be back Monday. Till then, have a great weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.